Welcome to this episode of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by the Media Arts Studio of Barn, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network. I'm your host, Bob Ross. I'm pleased to introduce my guest today, Judy Lindsley of the Seattle Children's Hospital Bainbridge Island Bargain Boutique. Judy, welcome to the program. And like me, I'm sure there are many out there on Bainbridge that have driven by the bargain boutiques, but have little understanding of what it's about and what it does. So please tell us.
Well, we are about so many things. First and foremost, we represent Children's Hospital. We are there to support children through the donations that people make through our store, and to promote an awareness that Children's Hospital does exist, what they do, and who they serve. And so we're made up of about 70 incredibly proud, happy volunteers and three paid staff members. Oh. And so we're a retail store, and we operate solely on donations from customers and from some corporate sponsors, which is why we have brand new merchandise on the floor. So, you know, we get merchandise from Zulily, Union Bay, Amazon, Mariners. Not only do we have incredible merchandise that we sell that is donated from customers, then we have a mix of brand new merchandise too. So you never know what you're going to find when you come into Bargain.
Well, I'm really glad that you couched it in the way you did in terms of being a retail store, because people can go in there. I went in there the other day just to get a feel for it. And it is, it's like walking into a store, and really there are all kinds of treasures in there that.
Oh yeah. And we pride ourselves and the fact that we take great care in displaying our merchandise. So it does look like a retail store, and a very open and engaging environment. Now, one thing you asked me about Children's and our relationship with Children's. So in 1907, Anna Kleiss and friends basically began Seattle Children's Hospital. Now, the interesting part about that is her granddaughter, Beth Goodfellow, is one of our volunteers.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So not only are we connected to Children's because of the good works and our commitment to them, but gosh, we have a family member of the founder. One of the most important things that was a cornerstone of Children's Hospital is that they accepted any child, regardless of race, religion, ability to pay. And so it was an open environment. The object was to help kids to get better. Then in 1928, one of the people involved in Children's decided to bring forward the concept of the thrift stores. And now here we are in 2021, we have five thrift stores, ours on Bainbridge. We have one in Olympia, Kent, Redmond, and one in the Tri-Cities. So we support and raise awareness and dollars for Seattle Children's. And every dime that comes through our store, all the proceeds go to Children's, not only Children's, but the uncompensated care. So families without the ability to pay for their child's care do not have to worry that their child will not get taken care of. Uncompensated care takes care of any family who cannot pay.
Wow.
Fully, partially, whatever. So no child has ever been turned away.
So It sounds to me like all the money raised at the Bainbridge Island Bargain Boutique goes to that very purpose.
The uncompensated care. And then there are times during the year where we'll have special promotions where we take the money that comes in through the cash register. We'll do a promotion for pediatric cancer research. There's so many incredible things about Children's Hospital, but one is this, is all the research that is done there. But the wonderful thing about this pediatric cancer research, which is called immunotherapy, is the baby of one of our Bainbridge Island residents, Dr. Jensen. And so we will do promotions where we set aside some of the money that comes in. Partially it will go to uncompensated care, and during special event times, we'll funnel the funds to Dr. Jensen's pediatric cancer research.
Oh, wow.
So regardless of what funds the donations bring, it is doing, all the money does incredible work. And all over the Seattle area and wider, but just in Kitsap County, which I think is really cool, in 2020, Seattle Children's served over 2,300 patients from just Kitsap County alone. So the total charges to those families was $61,000. The total charges overall after uncompensated care or before compensated care was $5.8 million.
Oh my gosh.
So it is amazing the scope of this uncompensated care.
Yeah, it is. That's very impressive. And to think that those connections here to Bainbridge Island even underscore, the beautiful connection to what's going on there, with the doctor's work and the granddaughter being a part of your volunteer organization. And it's just a very sweet, rounded out story in many ways.
And, so many people, many of our volunteers and many of our customers have a connection with Seattle Children's too. And so they're very happy to support, whether they donate clothes or household goods, it doesn't make any difference. What they're doing is they're supporting these children and this hospital does amazing work. And we have in the Bargain Boutique what we call the Wall of Courage. And it's photographs of kids from Bainbridge Islands that have been served by Children's.
Mm.
Many of those children today are happy, healthy adults leading normal lives. We've even had some as volunteers at the Bargain Boutique. Obviously, some of them don't come home. And that always reminds us, it's a constant reminder of why we're there and what our purpose is to help.
You mentioned volunteers a couple of times, and I'm sure some of our listeners might be interested in knowing how they might volunteer, either by donating goods or actually being a volunteer to fill certain needs.
Yes. Now, volunteering goods is the simple way. Clean out your closet and clean out your house. A lot of people are downsizing and bring it into the Bargain Boutique. Monday through Saturday, 10 to 12 and 1 to 3, we accept donations.
Okay.
And so that's a way to help. And then volunteering. you will never be around a more committed group of people than the volunteers at the Bainbridge Island Bar and Boutique. And everybody has their own personal stimulus for wanting to do good there. And so everybody's on a mission to help. If you're interested in volunteering, well, first come in and take a look at the store and see what we're all about. And there are so many ways to help. So we have around 70 volunteers right now. We run strictly on volunteers with the exception of 3 paid staff people, a manager and 2 staff people. Everything else is done by volunteers. So the process is easy. You just come in and pick up an application. Anybody is totally happy to tell you about the Bargain Boutique. And there are so many things that you can do. Cashiering, that's probably the most visible job that we have, because they meet and greet everybody and take care of them. There are some people who don't feel comfortable with that. We have pricers, we have people that unpack and hang and steam the merchandise, get it ready for display. We have people who display. We have people who are constantly organizing the backstock. We have people that research merchandise, antiques that come in, or artwork. So there are so many things to do, you know, depending on if you're social or if you're not. You know, we have a place for you.
And we definitely need to talk about where you are located, because I remember when you were on the western part of Winslow Way.
Oh, yes.
And then Now you're not there.
No, nor is the ice cream store or a time ago. But that's where we started. And then we moved to farther up on Winslow Way. And now we are located on Hildebrand, and we are connected. We're in the same building with Paws and Fins.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're an easy drive by because there is so much commerce and retail all around us. So, you know, we're located like at the bottom of the Safeway parking lot, along with the banks. And we've got great parking. So we're easy to get to, easy to find. I will say that our phone number, 842-5567, you can call about anything. If you have a donation of furniture, or you can call. We accept some pieces of furniture. We pick up. We'll do anything to get great merchandise for our floor and to sell.
Right. And raise money to support the Seattle Children's Hospital. That's really what this is about. And that's such a wonderful story. And again, you're on what street?
Hildebrand.
Hildebrand, across from Wells Fargo Bank, I believe.
Yeah, we share the parking lot with Wells Fargo Bank, and we're connected to Paws and Fins.
Yes, okay. And you also have a website, correct?
Yes, we do. And it is all lowercase, BainbridgeBargainBoutique.com.
Okay. And Judy, in closing, I just want you to do a simple thing of kind of describing what it's like when you walk through the door of Bargain Boutique. The reason I'm saying this is because when I used to drive by, I always thought, well, it's probably a bunch of clothes in there. Mm-hmm. And that's it. But that's not quite the story, is it?
That's the tip of the iceberg. We do have a lot of clothes, but oh my goodness, we have books, we have housewares, we have jewelry, accessories. We have you know, of course, everything depends on what comes in the back door. But we always have china and crystal and decorative accessories. And you never know what you're going to find. We have artwork. So it's like a little, like a general store. And everything depends on what comes in. And boy, do we have treasures. And we have treasures. We have incredible merchandise. We have interesting clothes. We have antiques. We have beautiful artwork. And you just never know what you're going to find when you walk in the door. But you're going to know when you first walk in our door. These days, you're going to be asked to sanitize your hands.
Sure.
Of course, we have to wear masks, and there's a limited number of people who can come in the store. Once you get past that, then you're right at the cashier. There's somebody there to say hello, and then the store just opens up to you. We're all one great big room, and so you just wander to your heart's content, and pick up those things that you can't live without. Oh, another interesting thing is that the merchandise is just on our floor for 12 weeks. Mm. Every 3 weeks, the prices are lowered. And so if you see something this week and you think, I think I don't want to pay that much. So you wait. And then in 3 weeks, the price goes down and goes down again.
It sounds like a good technique.
So it's a fun, it's a fun game, and the merchandise is constantly turning. And after the merchandise is on the floor 12 weeks, we take it off the floor and send it on to a different charity.
Okay, great.
So the gift just keeps on giving.
Judy Lindsley, thank you so much for joining us today on What's Up Bainbridge and telling a very important story of the Bainbridge Island community.
You are so welcome, and I'm just happy and proud to be able to do it. So I just encourage everybody to come by and see us at the Barger Boutique.
Thank you for joining us today on this episode of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by the Media Arts Studio of BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network.